I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In light of recent events, including a May 1st bomb threat on a Baptist church, the Taji government is cracking down on everyone's freedom this week. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says the pressure on Christians is incredible.
Imagine 800 to 900 believers among 6.5 million Muslim people. Imagine how hard it is to stand for the sake of the gospel.
And yet,
at SGA, there is a great opportunity to serve the churches there that are in the midst of these troubled spots, both in Central Asia and the nations in the Caucasus region.
The crackdown won't stop with journalists, lawyers, or Muslims. Be praying for believers, because
we see time and time again that God's glory and his people shines most brightly when they stand for the gospel in the middle of difficult circumstances.
And sometimes it's to the persecuted church where people are called, like one of our own from Mission Network News, who's worked here as a student writer. Now graduated, Lindsay Steele is on her way to Nepal today with Operation Mobilization as a photojournalist.
Operation Mobilization, they have a ton of different projects. You know, they come with aid, they come with, you know, supplies, especially after all that's devastated Nepal.
But Lindsay's OM connection actually began right here in the MNN office.
I would never have even known about these ministries, or probably even about Nepal, you know, like would have heard about the earthquake, but that's about it. It's really a God thing, and learning about these ministries has been incredible.
Would you pray for Lindsay's safety, for open doors, and for lives changed through the gospel? Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you want news that helps you to pray for the world more effectively? Well, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded coverage. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.